Hello and welcome to Johnny's Virtual Journeys, The Wandering Minstrel. Today we are talking about the power of simplicity and how you can help your readers fully experience the power of your story. This week, I finished the game To the Moon. I found the story charming and thought the characters were very well-rounded. But at the end of the story, I wasn't totally satisfied because a couple of points had been pretty confusing. I got onto Google and looked up the plot summary. That cleared things up, but by that time the magical feeling that comes from finishing a story was gone. I had missed out on a satisfying happy ending. If you're unfamiliar with the story of To the Moon, it plays with the idea of altering someone's memories just before they die so they can pass thinking they had a much happier and fulfilling life. But in order for the new memories to work, a solid understanding of the real memories is required. So the majority of the story takes you through the memories of an elderly man. The confusing part comes from moving backwards in time rather than forwards. This wouldn't be so bad, but there were a lot of little details that were easy to forget. In the end, it just made it difficult to really grasp all that was significant at the end, which, in my opinion, is the most important time of any story. This got me thinking about the power of simplicity. To the Moon is a wonderful story, but it's a prime example of just how much hand-holding a reader needs. When you sit down to write a story, you know every little thing about every single character in every single location. Then, when you actually start turning ink into words, it becomes very easy to forget what it might be like to come across the story for the first time. If you aren't careful, your reader will become lost and lose interest. So how do we keep things simple? Well, the real key is to think objectively about the elements of your story. All forms of art are heavily guided by our emotions, thoughts, and desires, but we have to be a bit logical as well. Once you know where your story will need to end, you need to look at your details and ask which ones contribute to the overall plot. It's like stacking cups to make a pyramid. Every cup that is set down is meant to hold up the cups above it, and those are meant to hold up the cups at the very top. Your story's ending is like that cup at the top, and all your characters, events, and conflicts are like the cups holding it up. If one doesn't contribute to holding up the top, then it probably isn't important, no matter how cool you might think it is. Cutting back on the number of elements you use in a story isn't enough. You have to refer back to them over and over again. This is usually why writers use three beats. It's to help us remember details that will be important in the ending. Towards the beginning of a story, a detail is mentioned. Then, later on in the story, it's mentioned or referred to again. Then, at the end of the story, that detail plays a major role in resolving the conflict. The reason you refer back to it is to help readers remember the role it played in the beginning. If you don't do that, you run the risk of them forgetting and spending their time at the end trying to remember why it was important rather than truly experiencing your magical ending. In short, keep things simple and use three beats or some other form of repetition. Your readers are new to your story, so you have to teach them what is important. In the end, you want them to experience that remarkable feeling that comes from closing a satisfying book. You want to transport them away from their reality for a short time so they can return renewed. Don't let unnecessary details cloud that feeling. Keep things simple. That's going to be it for me this time. Thank you guys so much for watching. As always, if you like The Wandering Minstrel or anything else I do, consider donating on Patreon. In the meantime, take care, and I will see you next time.